Welcome back to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce still here. Bob Tom left from Craigers, and now we have Lindsay Harmon from Shaw Solar.
Yes. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. You enjoying the summer?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And these slightly cooler temps, I'll
yes.
take it.
Yeah, it did drop down a little bit, and hopefully in fall, honestly, for me, is my favorite time of year. I don't know if that's because I played soccer back in the day or what, but fall is definitely my favorite.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I'll take the cooler days anytime. So, Shaw Solar, what's new? What's going on?
Awesome, yeah. So, we are busy as ever, which is really exciting. There's some new opportunities out there for businesses to go solar for 90% off. So, what I'm doing now is just finding ways to get out and spread the word.
Well, and you guys have had a huge success rate at Shaw Solar getting the grants, securing the funding. So the savings, the discounts, the rebates, all of that can be passed on to the business owner, homeowner, that type,
yep,
right?
Exactly. We do all the work and they get all the benefit. It's wonderful.
Now,
yeah.
Explain how this works for businesses, because you said 90%.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. So for anybody, homes or businesses, the federal government has a tax credit. That's 30%. So anybody right now, great time to go solar. For businesses, there's an added layer that really sweetens it. The USDA has decided they want to fund supporting rural businesses for finding cheaper, more renewable energy. So they are offering to pay 50% of the project cost for small rural businesses. And anybody here in Southwest Colorado, our five counties count as rural. So we are eligible for the funds. Shaw Solar has been writing that grant for a while now and winning it with 100% success rate.
Nice.
So, like I said, just trying to spread the word, make sure business owners know, and we can connect with them.
Now, all right, so obviously, I would assume, not obviously, but solar up on a rooftop.
Yep.
Does a rooftop have to be, you know, a certain size, certain square footage, or anything can work?
Good question. Anything can work, even not on the roof. On the ground, we've done some really fun carports and shade structures, like over at Second Ave Sports. They did something really exciting with us. Upstairs at Zia's North, that patio covered with solar panels, a unique kind that some light can filter through. So a lot of options. So not just the roof. But size, we would work with whatever you've got.
Well, so, and you guys will do a free consultation?
Absolutely. Free consultation, free design. It's free to find out exactly what your numbers, your savings, and your grant amount would be.
So what is the best way somebody can start that process if they are curious about, you know, solar and what it can do for them?
Yeah, I'd say giving us a call, 970-259-5606, for folks that can remember that on the fly.
Well, but and go to shawsolar.com.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's where you can find a number. And you call us, we answer. I'm right there on the other end of the line, and we just take it from there. It's very simple.
Now, is there, and the consultation part, I think, is always very beneficial because, and it'd be, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it would be very rare that you wouldn't be able to install solar somewhere because I know how the grid works, and I don't know how the grid works. I've just been told how the grid works that there's only so much, I want to say, like traffic lanes that the energy can flow. And sometimes the energy might be, there's too many solar panels in the area. But you guys can easily identify that and say, yes, this works.
Absolutely. And we're always working in partnership with the utilities as best we can. Mm-hmm. And our equipment now can work with that. So we're not seeing any denials for oversaturation, I guess is how we'd put it in the biz, too much solar. That's not a problem anymore.
Oh, very nice. Now, if somebody says, all right, I want solar, and if the power were to go out on a cloudy day or whatever, are you able to help somebody hook up like battery backup or something? You know,
yes, that is an emerging market in solar. That's very exciting. So that's the forefront of what we do right now and where we see it all going is energy storage.
Okay.
Yep.
And so that if somebody says, yeah, we want to have energy storage, we want to have battery backup, and then we may even want a generator. I mean, that's something that you guys can help configure that whole array, so to speak, of options.
Yes, absolutely, which is why we refer to the whole thing as your energy independence. We can help you achieve in whatever combo you want. And those batteries, energy storage, qualify for that federal tax credit for homes and businesses and the grant. So you can get almost up to 90% off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And maybe I should clarify the math, because folks listening would know that a 50% grant and a 30% tax credit don't equal 90.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't add up to 90. Well, that's jack math there.
Yeah. No. Also, some depreciation on the asset. You can. There's bonus depreciation. So a lot of tax savings for you there to bring it up to 88%, 90%.
Now, and then you'll help them to identify all this information to get to their CPA, so to speak, and show them obviously how this can be take advantage of the tax, the rebates and everything.
Absolutely. For most folks, it's their first time thinking about and going solar, which is why we make it free to find out. We don't want you to have any hurdles to know how much you can save.
Right, right. And Shaw Solar, you guys have been around for a number of years.
Long time. 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And fun fact, we installed the first grid-tied PV system here in La Plata County on the Smiley retrofit way back in the day. So,
wow. Yeah, I can say cutting edge back then.
The OGs. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and then something else about Shaw Solar, you're also a B Corp.
Yes, very proud of that. That is a global movement, and you can be verified after in-depth vetting to be given the B Corp status. It's a certificate.
Do you know some of the criteria or some of the things that they look for to be a B Corp?
Yes. I myself kind of spearheaded that application, so I can speak a lot to it. And if there's anybody else, businesses here in our area who are interested, we'd love to see more folks join with us. It really helps consumers when they know to look for that. When they are purchasing and working with any B Corp, that has been verified to be socially and environmentally sound.
So the definition then is that, or what are...
Yes.
Yeah,
The action word is the impact. So we have a positive social and environmental impact.
And do you know some of the criteria for the social aspect of it?
Yes, yes. Charitable giving, your employee benefits, your transparency as you formed your company and what you're willing to do and share and give. So not secretive. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the environmental piece. That was easy for us to achieve as a solar company. So that's kind of what gave me the idea.
Uh-huh.
And then knowing how Shaw Solar operates as a business, how generous the owner is to the employees, charitable giving for Habitat for Humanity and workforce housing. I just knew I think we'd be a good candidate.
Right.
And it turns out we were.
Ah,
yeah.
Awesome. And to me, the B Corp, I mean, I'm trying to remember, Patagonia, I mean, I'm thinking in North Face, I mean, I'm thinking some of the big companies out there that are B Corp. So when I first heard of a B Corp, I was going, well, yeah, it must have to be, a large, 500-plus employee, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
Exactly. It might be a little bit tougher as a smaller entity to prove all of those things if we're not Patagonia, right? But we did it. And they make you recertify every 3 years, so it's not like you can earn it and then slack off. So we are very proud to be able to say we're a B Corp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been with Shaw Solar?
Since 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So more than a couple of years.
Yeah. Coming up, I think I'm in my sixth year right now, and
all right.
Couldn't be happier.
Obviously, you're passionate about what you do, but what do you... what do you love about working for Shaw Solar and some of the things that maybe you didn't know before you went to work for them?
Yeah, the employees, the people that I get to work with are some of the best humans I've ever met. So getting to go to work, you spend a lot of your day at your job. So you really want to be surrounded by people that you enjoy. And we've kind of morphed into a quasi family. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I also love, I mean, we're contractors. That's who we are. And that doesn't always have the best reputation. But unlike perhaps a plumber or a roofer, when folks call us, they're excited. They're happy. Yeah. They're about to be achieving what could be a lifelong goal of theirs. So working with our community in such a positive way is another real bonus.
And how many employees are at Shaw, roughly?
We've got 19 now.
19?
Which is, we've doubled in my time here. So more trucks, more crews, more employees earning a living wage. So our ripple effect here in the community has grown.
Right.
So that's awesome.
Now, I do have a question about that car that drives around.
Yeah.
It looks like it's solar powered. Is it solar powered?
Or it's not. It's a sticker.
Because the first time I saw this, oh my gosh, they got that. And I was like, wait a minute. And I'm kind of joking, but it's like, what a great marketing tool.
I know. And you know what? To be honest, it is solar powered because we charge it at the office. That's 100% powered by the sun. So in effect it is, but the sticker itself is not what's powering the car.
Well, the other day I wish I had an electric EV because that was the parking spot that was available.
I know. You get good upfront spots with that.
I went to the Smiley building, you know, and I pulled up there and I was like, drove around. I didn't want to go park, you know, illegally over at Hood Mortuary, you know.
That's a good marketing tool, Jack. That's a good idea.
You know,
you get
be
good
like,
parking
hey,
spots.
You know, we got parking right here. Plug in.
Go electric. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's so interesting, too, the options for solar, you know, not only on top of a roof, but, you know, using it as a carport, different things that you might not think of.
Mm-hmm.
I know my old house, I was looking at solar for many years, and John actually came out to our place. You know, we were talking about a lot of different options, and it right now, the cost savings and the rebates and the tax credits and everything makes so much sense.
Yes, there truly has never been a better time. And some folks feel that it's too good to be true, and we understand why you might think that. It's not. It really is that amazing right now.
Yeah. And then with the installation, if, you know, people are like, well, I don't know if the snow load or, you know, my roof and things like that, you will go through all of that to confirm, obviously, and make sure. And then like when it does snow, you know, if someone's elderly and they say, well, how am I going to clear it? You probably give them options and ideas that can, you know, make it all come together and work, you know, efficiently.
Absolutely. We really do consider ourselves educators, not in the sales space at all. Let us tell you about what solar can do for you and what it means in your life. And here in Colorado, it snows. There's no doubt about that. The good news is you don't have to do anything about it if you don't want to.
Okay.
Certainly on those huge snow years when you might think about your roof anyway with or without solar,
Right. Yeah,
go ahead and do something about it like you always would. But average years, it's so sunny, it's just going to melt right off. And usually, since it's a glass top sheet on those solar panels, it's going to melt faster than your roof will. So it's really a set it and forget it, no maintenance kind of a thing.
And sometimes you can install them just flat right onto the roof, you know, the brackets, and then sometimes, you know, the angle needs to be adjusted or whatever. And so you guys are experts on helping the homeowner or the business owner understand that.
Yes, and we frame that as full service, everything from design, education, install, coming back later to make sure it's working like you wanted to, which it does, but we want to show you and have you feel confident about that. So we're always available.
Yeah. Now, and I just thought of it. Sorry, I kind of interrupted there, but do you have solar at your house?
I sure do. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud.
I was hoping you'd say yes, because obviously, you know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well,
unless you rent it, I guess.
Exactly. You know. I've been a renter here since I moved here in 2016, and I just was able to purchase my own home last year.
Congrats.
Just last month, Shaw Solar Array. I've got one.
You got one on there?
Yeah,
huge
life achievement. I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And I think that, you know, well, and again, you know, congrats too, getting a home. I mean,
thank you.
And, you know, with all the different things going on in the marketplace, so to speak, right now, it's crazy.
Wasn't easy. Definitely an emotional journey, but we just forged ahead and got lucky.
And got
a little bit of luck
it happen,
in there too.
Pull it all together and got solar.
Yep. And, you know, I wasn't sure if it would be exciting in the first person. I work in solar every day, all day for other people. But, no, it turns out it's pretty awesome when you get to look at it yourself on your own home.
You go outside and stand there and look at the meter spin backwards?
I do. My fiance teases me, like, it's not going to move. You can't tell. But it's like, I don't care. It's so exciting.
You're out there. It's kind of better than watching TV.
Yeah.
You
just
know?
Staring at those fixed panels on my garage roof. Yep.
I'm giving you a bad time. You can tell me shut up. It's
no,
okay.
It's funny. I really just got teased about that
just
the other day because I was just out there smiling.
but you know, and what a great thing. And obviously, I'm going to assume you took advantage of all the options and the grants and everything through the USDA.
For my house, I couldn't because it's just for a business. But
gotcha.
definitely took advantage of those tax credits.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Can you stick around?
Yes.
All right.
I'd love to.
Website one more time?
www.shawsolar.com.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Back in a few.